In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in
our epistle this morning from the 12th chapter of Romans is an important one. In fact, Father Thomas Hopko used to say that one could use Romans 12 as an examination of conscience, as a preparation for Holy Communion in and of itself, the 12th chapter of Romans. The primary focus of Romans 12 is our life in community, our life together in the body of Christ, how we treat one another in the Church of Christ. We, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Romans 12, 5. We, in our epistle, had verses 6 through 14, the middle section of the chapter. But first, St. Paul speaks of each member of the body using any gifts that they are given by God's grace, to use those gifts of service, of ministering, gifts of teaching, gifts of mercy, gifts of giving, that those who have the means to give with liberality, to give with generosity, gifts of leadership, of ruling. But these gifts, brothers and sisters, are not for self-promotion, but indeed to give, to serve the others, to serve the body of Christ, to serve the brother, to serve the sister. Then to the heart of the matter, in verse 9 we read, let love be without hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. In some King James versions it's dissimulation, but that means hypocrisy. In other words, may love be genuine, not false. Someone asked the elder Paisios, Yerenda, how do I recognize if I have true love? He said, in order to recognize this, you must examine yourself and see if you love all people equally and if you consider all people to be better than you. To love all people equally and to consider all people to be better than you. That would be the love that would work the best in the community, in the body of Christ. This ties into the next verse 10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. In other words, outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. As one priest said, to many people the most important thing in life is to have a front seat and to be sought after by others. The aim of the Christian, he said, on the other hand, is never to place oneself on display or to be concerned with one's own interests. Tough to do. Tough to imagine. St. Paul expresses it. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Philippians 2:3. In translation, practice treating one another as your superiors. Practice treating one another as your superiors. To be so mature in Christ that one does not have to feel superior to anyone, that is the test of a growing Christian. To have such maturity in the Lord that one does not have to feel superior to anyone. Sometimes, some days, the best we can do is look around to see who we can judge so we can feel better about ourselves. But that is not the way. That is not the Christian view. Outdo one another in showing honor. There was a humble and holy monk once who was assigned to become the abbot of another monastery. And he traveled there in a very unassuming way and without fanfare. He showed up at the gates of the monastery, and they looked at him in his humble state, and they sent him to the kitchen to work. They didn't know who he was. He did not tell them he was their new abbot. So they sent him to the kitchen to peel potatoes and chop vegetables and so on and so forth as his first monastic assignment as a newcomer in the community. And this went on for weeks until the bishop arrived and pointed out that their abbot was in the kitchen. He had such humility. Again, from St. Paisius, he was asked, Yerinda, is it possible for one to love God but not love his fellow men? The elder answered, no, because when you love God, it is impossible not to love your fellow men, the images of God. If we love God, we'll love the icons of God, the images of God. He said, our love for God leads to love for our neighbor, because whoever is close to God is also close to mankind, just like the saints are. Concealed within our love for our neighbor is our great love for God. As St. John said in his first epistle, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? St. John also says, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So we know, it's a sign of our baptism, it's a sign of our Pascha, that we have passed over from death to life. It's a sign of our Christian renewal, is our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for all the people in our life, because we ourselves are abiding in life, not in death. Brothers and sisters, the world turns, spins sadly with people outdoing one another, not in showing honor, but in showing hatred and in showing disdain, in the war of everyone against everyone, as we might experience on the interstate. The church is an expression of community, of common unity, which we need and we will need in times ahead, and which reveals Christ to the world is closer to the call, if we would dare to use the cliche, of the musketeers, all for one and one for all. The body, the group, the community, looks after each one, and especially in their times of need, as we also heard from Romans 12, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with them that weep. Rejoice, celebrate each other's days of celebration, celebrate each other's baptism, celebrate each other's weddings, and mourn together for each other's sickness and sufferings and mournings. Be the body of Christ. Be the body of Christ. Where all say to the one, we want to do everything for you, and the one says to all, no, I want to give myself for the group, for the body, for the community. All for one and one for all. And finally, we are serving the one who himself demonstrated service, the one who emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, who became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Philippians 2:6. He who is God willingly suffered all this humiliation, this dethronement from his position as Lord of the universe, to become a humble human being, to bring about our salvation, and even a suffering and rejected human being. He outdid others in showing us honor and love. For what greater honor is there than to have the Son of God lay down his life for you? What greater honor could you receive than that the Son of God would lay down his life for you, for your sins, for your failures, for your weaknesses? How can we not return that honor in return to each other and indeed to him, our Lord himself? Brothers and sisters, let us be the church. Let us be the church, outdoing one another in love and honor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.